Report: Chicago man on gun probation allegedly shot teen during attempted firearm robbery. By Amy Furr on November 7, 2022. A 19-year-old was charged Friday with shooting a 16-year-old while allegedly trying to rob the younger person of a firearm at a convenience store in Chicago. The incident happened while the 19-year-old, Jarrell Garner, was on first offender gun probation, CWV Chicago reported Sunday. Depending on his behavior while participating in the program, he might have avoided a felony conviction regarding a previous gun possession case, the outlet said. Cook County Assistant State's Attorney Dirk Remley informed Judge Susanna Ortiz the suspect set up a deal to buy a firearm but allegedly ended up robbing and shooting the individual. The news comes as 37 people were shot and at least 4 of them died over the weekend in Mayor Lori Lightfoot's D. Chicago, Breitbart News reported Monday. Remley explained Garner and the teenager met to make the transaction at a convenience store outside the Laramie Green Line station in late September. The pair entered the store and used Cash App to complete the purchase before they walked to the rear of the building, where the 16-year-old revealed a gun and showed it to the suspect. However, Garner allegedly grabbed it and fled the store, the CWV Chicago report continued. The 16-year-old chased Garner and they struggled for control of the firearm in front of the store as another video camera was recording. Garner's hand was on the trigger, and the weapon fired one time during the altercation, striking the younger teen in the stomach, Remley alleged. Garner is charged with aggravated unlawful use of a weapon and aggravated discharge of a firearm. Remley said the 16-year-old is not cooperating with investigators. Although Assistant Public Defender Sujean Farber argued the gun might have been fired by the younger person involved, the judge eventually agreed to the state's no bail request. So far in 2022, nearly 600 individuals have been killed in Democrat-controlled Chicago, according to a report from Saturday. In addition, the majority of voters place blame at the feet of woke politicians for the crime wave sweeping across President Joe Biden's D. America, an October poll found. Likewise, the overwhelming majority of voters said crime is on the rise where they live, while small minorities believe it is dropping, according to Breitbart News. Most recently, establishment media elites warned the Democrat Party may experience huge midterm election losses thanks to the Republican Party's populist message that appears to be resonating with voters, the outlet reported Saturday. Among the reasons for the shellacking is soaring crime, inflation, and illegal immigration, which are impacting demographics of the nation that have traditionally voted for the Democrat Party, the Breitbart News article read.